This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women who have gone through absolute caca give advice on getting to the other side. I ask 6 questions in 8 minutes because there are 8 steps in every epic comeback journey. And today I'm thrilled to say that we are talking to Heather Duranja. Heather, we are going to start with question number 1. In a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
All right. Well, like you mentioned, my name is Heather Duranja. I am a registered dietitian, a personal trainer, and a cognitive behavioral specialist. I reside in Orange County, California, near Laguna Beach. So every day is like living in paradise. And I spend my days coaching women to really empower themselves and be confident in their own body, self-sufficient, so that they can live a healthy and happy lifestyle.
That is absolutely fantastic, Heather. And I'm in. What you just said, I am in for that. So thanks so much. I love what you do.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So our next question, Heather, is would you please summarize what you went through? This podcast is about going through absolute caca. So what did you go through and what was the worst part of it?
Okay. So this is a loaded question and something that was really challenging for me to narrow in and determine what I was going to talk about. So the thing that I want to discuss today about my comeback and the challenges that I have faced is that I basically had abandonment and rejection issues that started as early as 9 months old. So as a small toddler, I started developing these insecurities because my needs were not being met. And unfortunately, this led to me having a lifetime of really dramatic, troubled relationships. I sought out narcissistic men who were emotionally unavailable so that ultimately, in the end, I could come back to myself and see, look, here's justification that I am not worthy and deserving of being loved. And so some of the first memories I have are being a 4-year-old little girl sitting on the front porch with her suitcase packed, waiting for her father to come and pick her up for the weekend. And he would never show up. So ultimately, that led to me developing a lot of insecurities, self-confidence issues that ultimately destroyed my self-worth. That led me down a path of seeking a relationship. I got married very young, and I was in a very controlling, narcissistic relationship that there was a lot of mental and emotional abuse. I had completely lost myself. By the time I got into my mid-30s, I finally had the confidence and the strength to know that I needed to do something different, and so I got divorced, and that's a whole nother episode that we could go down, just all the trials and tribulations of that experience. But then ultimately, I thought that was the end of the path. And then over the last decade, I tried to get back out there and dating, and I ended up getting into 3 other relationships that were with narcissistic men. And unfortunately, what I thought was the worst was not yet my worst experience. And as time evolved with each of these relationships, I found myself in abusive, emotionally and sexually abusive situations. I had completely just lost all sense of self. And it wasn't until this last relationship where I had gained 30 pounds, felt like a complete and total imposter within my own body, had no sense of self, that I finally realized I had to actually break the cycle and deal with all of the things that had gotten me to where I was at if I truly wanted something different for my life in the future. And so that opened up a whole new door of self-discovery and really working on some inner child issues and healing old wounds. And I was fortunate enough to basically discover throughout this process that when I was 9 months old, my mother had suffered some severe trauma. And through that trauma, she was incapable of being able to meet my needs as an infant. And so ultimately, because my needs were not being met, that is where the real issue stemmed. It stemmed from me not getting those innate needs met as a young child that carried over through my childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood. So I am so blessed to be able to have had that discovery and kind of really work through all of these issues and get to where, you know, I was able to make choices and decisions that are going to be in my best interest in order to live the kind of life that I want and no longer be controlled by men and suffer those unfortunate consequences.
Absolutely incredible, Heather. Thank you for your courage and your kindness in sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Where we're going to go next for question three is, it takes a total warrior to go through and to get to the other side of what you've described. What is the best thing about being in that place, that other side place?
Well, I think there's many components to it. For myself, I think that ultimately what allowed me to get to the other side was self-validation. And so having a clear understanding of why I was making the choices I was making, and ultimately, regardless of the outcome, I was selecting an outcome that justified how I felt about myself. So I think self-validation is very vital in terms of being able to break cycles and create something different for yourself. Another thing is just knowing that you are enough, that you're doing your best is good enough. Really trying to take small steps, letting go of the judgment. I think that was something that really held me back, was judgment of self and having this negative talk to myself, like, you know, you idiot, how did you end up in this same kind of situation again? And ultimately that would just cultivate more issues in terms of me feeling unworthy and undeserving of actually having the things in life that I desired and the happiness that I so sought after. So self-validating was a huge component of that. Being able to just fill up my own cup and know that I don't need that from someone else was really the nuts and bolts that allowed me to cross over to the other side. So yeah, just acceptance, letting go of the judgment, self-validating. Those are key components.
I love that. I love self-validation. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank
yeah.
you so much. So my next question, question four, is who are some other brave warriors like you who've gone through some absolute caca and they've gotten to the other side and they really should be talking on this podcast?
Yes, I think there's some fabulous women. Some of my ultimate heroes are like Lori Harder. I think that she is extremely courageous and very transparent with all of the heartaches and hardships that she has faced in her lifetime to get her where she's at. I think Christine Hassler is absolutely amazing. Every time I listen to her material, I always connect. She's always reminding us that we are enough and that we can validate ourselves and fill up our own cups. Gabby Bernstein, she's another real motivator of mine. Her transparency and being able to just be very real with people in terms of her life experiences, even though she went through some really dark stages, she's not scared to talk about those. And I feel like I myself can relate to that, because through transparency, we can help others. If we really allow ourselves to just kind of open up and be vulnerable to the things that have actually occurred in our life, I guarantee you that there is someone out there that can relate to it. And this last relationship I was in, I actually was at a very suicidal point in my life. And that is not something that is really part of my nature. I'm a very happy, optimistic, go-lucky person. But as I had lost so much of myself in this relationship, I had literally found myself sitting at the kitchen table, having breakfast, looking at my wrist and thinking, going upstairs and sitting in the bathtub and just slicing my wrist sounds like a better alternative to this situation that I'm currently in. And it always baffles me to know that I had those thoughts. But it's even more baffling to know, that we can control that and we can change that, that ultimately is not the reality that we have to go down. There is always hope.
There is always hope. And I really appreciate, again, your courage in sharing that. And I would like to point out that today is World Suicide Prevention Day.
It is.
Today. Yeah, it's a really big deal. It's something that people do not open up enough about.
Absolutely.
And opening up about this is going to give some hope and some solidarity and some comfort to listeners to this podcast.
I do want to make one comment about this. Part of the thing that contributed to suicidal thoughts was that my vitamin D was a level 6. This is really common amongst women, and women don't realize that a lot of time the depression and anxiety that they are experiencing is 100% correlated to having very low vitamin D levels. So I encourage every woman out there to be proactive and get their vitamin D levels checked for, security purposes so that they can protect themselves and be proactive with supplementation if needed.
So important, so valuable, mm-hmm. So important. Run out and do it. And so simple.
Yes, absolutely. And it was such a relief to know like part of the issue was correlated to something that was metabolically not right within my own body.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to shift to right now is we're short on time. What is one piece of advice that you would give women who are going through absolute caca and they would like to get to that other side? How do they get there?
Start small, stay consistent, and go to the places that you have the most resistance. That's where the work needs to be done.
Wonderful. Beautiful. And finally, question number 6. Since we have this on this podcast are all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, Heather, what would it be?
If I could have a superpower, it would have to be 2020 vision. I would love to be able to look into the future and tell all of the women out there who are struggling that we can see what is in store for them next year and promise them that what they're going through right now is not going to last forever. 2020 is going to be a different year. And it's going to be amazing. So that would be my superpower, 2020 vision.
Beautiful superpower, 2020 vision. Heather, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you?
You can find me at nutritionvixen.com, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at nutritionvixen as well.
Wonderful. And I love the word vixen. It's like my favorite word.
I think that we all have a vixen inside us. It's a matter of us being able to unleash that vixen and let her be free.
Absolutely. This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging a comeback after a life-shattering experience, please go to www.theepiccomebackpodcast.com.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure sharing with all of your audience.
Such a pleasure. Thank you, Heather.